I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Kennesaw State University President Ken Olens has announced he's stepping down effective February 15th. Olens has served in the role since November 1st of 2016. In preparation for the transition, University System of Georgia Chancellor Steve Wrigley has named Dr. Ken Harmon interim president at KSU. Harmon currently serves as provost and vice president for academic affairs at the institution. And the rest of the Georgia Dome, that part left standing after last month's attempted implosion, is coming down next week. According to the AJC, a supplemental implosion is set for 1 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, December 20th. After the first attempt, a long wall on the stadium's east end and a structure around Gate B on the northwest corner remained standing. The Georgia World Congress Center Authority, which operated the dome, says a second implosion attempt is the safest way to bring down the rest of the structure. And a 15-member committee of state lawmakers has come up with some recommendations to address the economic challenges facing the state's rural communities. Their recommendations include giving tax incentives to Georgians willing to move to the state's slowest-growing counties. According to the Atlanta Business Journal, the plan, dubbed the Rural Relocate and Reside Program, would offer tax income deductions of up to $3,000 per year for 10 years to state residents who move to any of the 121 qualifying counties. The deduction would double to $6,000 a year in counties that provide property tax exemptions to new residents. The proposal requires approval from the General Assembly, which begins their session on January 8th. A company specializing in risk management solutions is expanding in Georgia. Governor Nathan Deal announced yesterday that Assurant will create 335 new jobs and invest over $2 million in a technical support center in Duluth. At the new center, Assurant will provide a variety of services for smartphones, smart home technology, and other connected devices. Newly created jobs will include positions in operations, management, and technical training. And for the first time in nearly 30 years, the giant peach will drop from a new location on New Year's Eve. There was a lot of speculation about the fate of this year's peach drop after the sale of Underground Atlanta. WSB reports that the city has confirmed that the peach drop will be at Woodruff Park instead of Underground Atlanta this year. City finalized the sale to a real estate company a while back. Past peach drops have attracted up to 100,000 people. And a soldier who was wounded during training in coastal Georgia last week has died. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Sergeant Michael Trask was taking part in a live fire exercise at Fort Stewart near Savannah last week when he suffered unspecified injuries. Army officials haven't provided more details, but say they're investigating. A spokesman for Fort Stewart described the exercise as routine. He stressed soldiers have to train with live ammunition like they use in the field. Trask's battalion commander says he was an outstanding soldier who, quote, helped his unit sharpen their skills with every training event. Sergeant Michael Trask was a decorated combat veteran. He was 31 years old. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
And the official recount in the Atlanta mayoral race gets underway today. Mary Norwood lost last week's runoff election to Keisha Lance Bottoms by 832 votes, so Norwood asked for the recount. The request also asks election officials to investigate alleged discrepancies the Norwood campaign says it discovered during its review of the election data. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.